Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on your Friday. It is the 21st day of the month, and I'm happy that you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. This has kind of been that kind of start to the morning because it is pouring rain outside, and many of us get to work this morning, and the garage will not raise downstairs to let us into the parking garage. Jay Gow, you got caught, right?
Yep. Didn't get in. Scott, parked on the street.
Scott in the rain. In with us this morning. Obviously, Buck's last morning with us was yesterday, and Kim will be back on Monday, we're expecting. So we welcome Scott in this morning. Appreciate you helping us out. Yeah, I noticed several people just gave up and backed out and parked on the street. I'm a knucklehead, so I sat there for a little while and kept pushing the help button. Somebody answered, and then lo and behold, Ethan Bright walks down the ramp like Superman and waves his card, which works, and the gate raises. So
really?
Who knows?
Yeah, well, it's the front desk card.
The super card.
Yeah,
Super card.
The super card.
So was it not
worked.
Giving you guys tickets?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
It said closed on it.
Yeah, it said closed. I've never seen that one before.
So, so that's how our Friday started out. Hopefully yours is off to a better start this morning. I hope. Anyway. Despite the rain, hopefully this it's going to rain all morning for your morning commute. Just so you know, I've looked at the radar. You don't need to meet a meteorologist to look at that and realize that it's going to rain all morning. But hopefully this gets us out of its system, and by tomorrow we've got a better looking Saturday and Sunday. I saw where because I'm a hunter, not currently because I'm injured, but I'm an injured reserve.
Yeah.
But I did notice where the deer harvest is sharply down this year, and they're blaming it on the temperatures. That the air was so warm.
Too warm, yeah.
It depressed the deer getting up and running around.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that changes. It'll be a little cooler to start, but it's still going to be in the 50s or 60s this weekend, looks like.
Thanksgiving week will be more like 40s, mid-40s.
Yeah, that's so true. That's a start. I did see meteorologist Dave Murray's winter forecast yesterday, and maybe we need to get him on to talk about this. He's forecasting a white Christmas.
Yeah, that's
he said, and
wild.
It's rare for Murray to go out on the limb like that. I just have to say, watching him for years on TV and now listening to him on the radio here, he's very conservative with his estimates, particularly long range estimates. Like if a storm hasn't entered the United States yet, he's not the one telling you we're going to get 6 inches of snow Saturday. That's not Dave Murray. He's not that guy. But now he's kind of looking at La Niñas or El Niñas or whatever the hell he was talking about on the West Coast that's somehow going to affect the weather, and there's going to be a deep freeze up in Canada, and he thinks this combination of things might lead to some precipitation in the month of December. I think the last time we had a white Christmas was 2022. We had a little dusting of snow on Christmas. That's according to Dave Murray. Don't take my word for it. My memory's not that good when it comes to the weather, for sure. All right, coming up, we've got some Guns N' Hoses tickets to give away today. Looking forward to that just a little bit later. We're going to get to Scott on the spot here at the bottom of the hour. I've got Richard Stein today sitting in for J.J. Carafano. And among other things, all of this talk about the tariffs and what it's doing to the economy and all of that. I'm anxious to have somebody on who studied this, and he of course works at the committee there at Heritage that studies the federal budget and what the real impact is and where the money's going and if there's really any chance anybody's ever going to get a $2,000 check. I don't want that check. Even if I qualified for it, I wouldn't want it. I want it applied to the debt. Pay down the debt. Don't go handing cash out to people who are going to go buy a 60-inch TV with it, and that's not what the money should be for. If we're recovering that kind of cash, let's spend it wisely. How about that? We're going to get to Eric Burleson, the congressman, a little later. If the Capitol beat, looking forward to having him in here. There's a video game platform out there. Now, this is so far off my radar. I don't know, because my kids are older. None of them were ever really gamers. Maybe my son, to some extent, certainly played some of the games. Call of Duty and others like that. There's one called Roblox. Are you familiar with it, Ethan?
Yeah, my
daughter.
Is
it all the rage?
My daughter likes it.
There's some concern over that system because they've had to implement a new age verification system. Because apparently there was a problem with adults being able to interact with children on there. And there were some worries about that. We're going to get a report a little later from Jessica Rosenthal on that whole issue. And we'll talk about that. And you hear me talk about the responder rescue people all the time. Text responder to 33100, please. Buy your tickets today because Responder Rescue needs the money and we can help them out. Today you're going to hear a living, breathing example of what they do. It's a former police officer who was forced to give up her job because she had like an extreme case of, I think it's called TMJ, the temporomandibular joint disorder, and it had arthritis and she had all kinds of issues. It was disabling for her, and for some reason, her insurance would not pay for the surgery necessary to permanently fix the problem. And I'm paraphrasing here, but Responder Rescue did step in and make that surgery possible. And that was several years ago. We had her on the show just as the surgery, I don't know if it had just finished a couple years ago. We're having her back on this morning. We're going to talk to Courtney Harris a little later. Her life is completely turned around because of what they did at Responder Rescue. So we're going to talk to her today in the 8 o'clock hour. I hope you can hang out for that. Right now, what I do want to do is see if I can get my friend Ethan to pull up our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
So, Mr. Minority Leader, take a deep breath. Chill out. Stop lying. Stop with the juvenile name-calling. And own up to the fact that your campaign solicited campaign cash from Jeffrey Epstein.
James Comer, I tell you, there's hope in America. Can I just tell you that? Tell all of your children that their IQ and aptitude makes no difference. They too can rise to be the minority leader in their party. Because Hakeem Jeffries is living proof that you don't have to be smart to be at the top of your political game. This guy somehow has gotten power in the House, and he went on the floor yesterday and called James Comer a liar, and Comer came to the floor and brought the evidence. It was a beautiful thing.
You're sitting there today thinking that this proud, principled conservative, his last vote for president, Jake, was for a Democrat.
Yeah, did you watch Dick Cheney's funeral at all yesterday? I know there was some sparse coverage on the news. You're more likely to see it on CNN, where, lo and behold, the people that hated Dick Cheney with a purple passion have now welcomed him into the fold. All because, guess what? He hates Donald Trump. And because he hated Donald Trump at the time of death, they're suddenly all willing to honor him.
Many in this room want to talk about the president's response, but not what brought the president to responding in this way. You have sitting members of the United States Congress who conspired together to orchestrate a video message to members of the United States military, to active duty service members,
telling them to ignore direct orders from their commander in chief. If you don't like what the president put out on Truth Social, go read the Insurrection Act and then come back and talk to me once you've educated yourself about what's happened here.
I think it's so terrible. I think it's so demeaning. And I think it hurts the game. It hurts the pageantry. I've told that to Roger Goodell. And I don't think it's any safer. I mean, you still have guys crashing into each other. And it's so, you know, it's the opposite of what the game. The ball is in the air and nobody's moving.
Thank you. Scott J. Gow, how are you this morning? Did you hear that? So that was President Trump on with Pat McAfee a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Or a week ago, whenever it was, blasting this new NFL kickoff rule. Stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I don't watch the NFL very much, but I did tune into a little bit of that Chiefs game with Denver, and I saw it for the first time.
Oh,
so
okay.
You got the guy kicking off the ball. The two teams are lined up across from each other. It looks like they're on the 50-yard line. They're not allowed to move. They're frozen in place until the ball touches the ground or the runner gets the ball, and only then can they, it's like freeze tag when you were a kid,
yeah.
Only then can they start moving toward the guy with the ball to try to tackle him.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while.
I
actually don't have a problem with it.
I think it's awful.
There's some quite a few kickoffs that have gone for touchdowns. It's a little more exciting. It's a little more safe. I don't have a problem with it at all. I've gotten used to it.
The one of the special teams coach for the Chiefs is clearly a Trump hater.
Oh, well, if the Chiefs are upset about it, then
well,
the Chiefs
special teams coach is mad at President Trump for criticizing him. He claims Trump doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Trump played football. I played football in high school. You've done kickoffs that way for years and years and years and years. Why would you suddenly change it? I thought it was stupid. Here's what the Chiefs coach said about it. Listen.
Coach, I apologize if you've been asked this, but the president criticized the new kickoff rules when he was at the Washington game. What's your reaction?
He doesn't even know what he's looking at. He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. And I hope he hears it.
What's he talking about? You don't have to be a special teams coach in the NFL to understand football if you played it at any level. You're entitled to have an opinion on that.
Sure, but the kickoff rule started last year, so.
Well,
I just think
it sucks. Maybe it's his first opportunity on McAfee's show to express his dislike over it, but I think it's the continued sissification of the NFL where you now can't touch quarterbacks. I mean, it just, most of these records that are being set these days, I think, have to have an asterisk on them because they don't play football the way they used to play football. Just my two cents. Clearly, the president agrees with me on that. All right, quick break. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the funeral yesterday for former Vice President Dick Cheney and the headlines that filled CNN and MSNBC or MS Now or whatever they call it. We'll get to all that and more right after our national anthem.
It was striking. It was like, I was saying, it was like being in a time machine or having time travel to be in a place where mostly Republicans, but also Democrats were kind of saying, oh, remember when Washington was like this, where we could disagree, but do it agreeably?
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
You bet. Yeah, that was John King on CNN. The Dick Cheney funeral yesterday harkened us back to a time when we could just all get along. This is the garbage the mainstream media is spewing on you yesterday, suggesting that the absence of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at that funeral had something to do with the lack of civility in America today. That's what they were suggesting. When the truth of the matter is that that's a lie, because Donald Trump and Dick Cheney weren't invited. They were disinvited because Liz Cheney hates Donald Trump's guts and didn't want him there. So that just hit me wrong when I'm watching these people, these lefties on CNN, reminiscing back to a happier time in America. Give me a break. Dick Cheney stirred up a lot of emotion for the press corps in D.C. Remember when he was vice president? They hated him. He was the arch conservative. He was their nemesis. He's getting involved in wars. He's blah, 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 blah. But by the time he died a week or two ago at age 84, Dick Cheney had redeemed himself in the eyes of the left. Dick Cheney and MTG forever together, because he became an opponent of the man they all love to hate together, who's Donald J. Trump. And the left in this country now ready to open up its arms with a little caveat. I mean, yeah, one time he was the sweetheart of the right. But, you know, clearly near the end of his life, he started to come to his senses. And he realized that Donald J. Trump is the greatest threat to democracy who's ever existed. Give me a break. They're ready to open their arms and embrace this man they once vilified as a warmonger and this horrible conservative person. This shows you where our discourse is these days. I mean, not only was it wrong, they lied. To somehow suggest that Trump and Vance snubbed him, they were never invited because of that hateful cabal that is now Cheney and Bush and Obama. Now, the Clintons weren't there for some reason, probably because they're trying to avoid being delivered a subpoena. They were not available yesterday, but you didn't hear much news about that. Apparently, Bill Clinton had something more pressing. I don't know exactly what that was, but I get so sick of this nonsense and this hypocrisy on the left in this country. There's no doubt about it. Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance didn't go because they weren't invited. That's not on Donald Trump. That's on the left wing in this country. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, yesterday, down the hall, CAMWEX celebrated its 100th anniversary. Now, the official anniversary is not until Christmas Eve. That's where the call letters for CAMWEX come from. They actually...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Originally wanted to name it, what was it, KSLV, something around, it was a VSL, that was it, Voice of St. Louis.
Okay.
There were some FCC issues going on. Somebody else had a similar call letters. I can't remember the details, but they ended up with KMOX, which the MO stands for Missouri and the X stands for Christmas, because they started broadcasting, I think it was 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
I knew when they started, but I had no idea that's what the X was for, because I worked for KMOV-TV, formerly KMOX-TV, and I had no idea that X,
that's where it
that's
comes from.
It for.
But yesterday was 11/20, November 20th, so that's why they chose that day.
As opposed to 4/20.
An on-air celebration where alums of the station came into the studios, and there were a lot of interviews and looking back. I did my own piece a few days ago where I dug through the archives, which was fun to do. There's a lot of old tape in there. I found some stuff from 1939, 1941, where it was news stuff, sports stuff, and the ads were crazy, you know, like cigarette commercials, and this sports broadcast is brought to you by Marlboro or what?
Chesterfield.
Yeah, it was interesting to listen to. They had a lot of variety shows back then, so a lot of comedy/music shows that were broadcast nationally on CBS.
Okay, you're right.
In the 50s, live from the Chase Hotel.
Wow.
Yep. And so I found some of that stuff, and I was just enjoying it. Jack Buck, there's an interview that he tried to do in 1973 for the Dugout Show. They would do a show from the dugout. And Barney Schultz was his name. He was a pitching coach for the Cardinals. Apparently, he had taken a little too much cold medicine before this interview.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, I understand.
Have you heard this interview?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. He starts out being very lucid, talking about what's coming up in August for the Cardinals in terms of the schedule. And then all of a sudden, he just can't talk. It almost seemed like he had a stroke.
Wow.
He did not.
No.
But he started saying things like, yeah, it was 7 ankles and a day's rest. He said it like that. Seven ankles and a day's rest. Well, he stopped him eventually and said, what are you talking about? I think you've lost your mind here. And he said, let's start over. And then Buck also was a good friends with Jonathan Winters. Do you remember Jonathan Winters?
I do.
Well, he had a character called Whip Willis. He was a former pitcher, and he came into the booth at Dodger Stadium. I think he did this more than once, but I found the clip, and it's Whip Willis just answering Buck's questions, being hilarious. Is this going back to St. Louis? You pitched in St. Louis, didn't you? Yeah, that humidity. And he just goes on. He goes, Buck says, did you drink at that time? And he said, I only made my own stuff from shaving lotion. That's it, you know. And then he gives him the play-by-play, and Jonathan Winters as Whip Willis. He has this southern accent. It's hilarious. There's just a lot of moments like that were unscripted, and I found just digging through the archives, it just shows you the history of KMOX and what it's meant to the country, because there's so many people who grew up Cardinals fans on the East Coast.
True.
Because that's the station you could hear, the 50,000-watt clear channel.
38 states and 4 Canadian provinces.
Is that what it is?
What Jim White used to say. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating history, and it's been so impactful to the country. It's fun to celebrate 100 years.
So anybody in broadcasting or who studied broadcasting is familiar with the beginning of broadcast radio in this country. And in like 1920? Mm. So you went on the air in 25, right?
Right.
So in 1920, KDKA in Pittsburgh
yeah,
was the first AM radio station to go on the air. And back then, there was no cap on the strength of the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So when WLW went on the air in Cincinnati, mm-hmm, around that same time, and then KMOX around that same time, the Crosley family, which of course owned the Reds at the time, and hence Crosley Field, mm-hmm. the old Crosley Field, and all that. They made radios, they made washing machines, they even made cars for a while, I think, at Crosley. I mean, they were into everything. They built a 500,000-watt
yeah.
repeater for WLW. So you could literally hear some of these radio stations when it was 100, 200,000 watts across the world, like in other
That's
countries.
Nuts.
And it was crazy. And then finally, I don't know what the year was, they finally realized if we don't cap this, they're all going to start bleeding over
right.
onto each other. And they had to cap it at 50,000 watts, which is why we brag now. You brag now about the power at 50,000 watts, but it used to be 500,000 watts. It was crazy.
Yeah, and KFTK is celebrating 25 years this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we did.
So radio, in my career, dating, which goes back to late 80s, early 90s in college and getting out of college, radio has been proclaimed dead ever since I've been in it, and I think it was proclaimed dead way before that. AM was going to be killed by FM. FM was going to be killed by satellite radio. All of it was going to be killed by podcasting and digital and all this other stuff, and we're still here.
Video killed the radio
yeah.
star.
Oh, that's the other
you
one.
You should know that by now.
Right.
MTV.
But radio is the most immediate medium, and it's the most impactful locally for a community.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, obviously corporations have taken over some of these radio stations, and it's lost some of its locality and a lot of staffing and that kind of stuff. It's that sad part is sad.
That's the sad part. But as you know, with the watering down of the media landscape, both from the cable perspective, from streaming services, from podcasts, from all of that, you could expect that. But we're still here. To your point, we're still here because there's a value you can't get from listening to some satellite feed from halfway around the country to issues that affect your life locally. You can't get away from that. And I know on KMOX and KDKA, for that matter, WLW, famous and in the legend and lore of radio, but of course then everybody's saying, well, AM radio is dead. Well, AM radio is a different kind of signal. It's not as clear and robust as FM, and a lot of stations have tried to switch or gain an FM signal, which KMOX was fortunate enough to do with 104.1.
Right.
Which they're still on 1120, obviously, broadcasting, because that signal, the amplitude modulation, if I'm remembering my stuff correctly, yeah. at night, when they're up at 50,000 watts, you can still hear them in Canada. Like,
Absolutely.
I could pick them up in South Carolina when I worked down there if I wanted to listen to the Cardinals, or I could pick up WOW if I wanted to listen to the Reds. It's clear at night. FM doesn't travel that far. It's frequency modulation, so the quality is better of the sound. It just doesn't, the signal doesn't travel as far. But it still hasn't lost its relevance to people who enjoy getting to know people personally, which is so different than what you see on TV news and some of these programs. It's just so different. You've got social media feedback. You take phone calls. You can do all that stuff.
Well, I remember the car makers not that long ago were trying to get the government to take out AM.
Yes.
Not force them to put AM radio in cars. I grew up on AM radio. I remember when I was a kid, when my mom was driving me around, that's what we listened to. We listened to music on AM.
Sure.
And it's
that
nostalgic,
sound,
and I'm not saying that it's, you know, times move forward and maybe AM should go away eventually, but it's a little nostalgic, but also there are people who enjoy AM radio.
Right.
You know.
No, I agree with that. I'm not saying they don't. The AM thing in the car is dumb, but these companies were claiming that, particularly on their EVs, I don't know if what the range is, but at some point it can the frequency or the noise made by the battery can interfere with the AM signal on the radio. And they wanted to eliminate, that was their excuse for eliminating it. But every radio can pick up AM. It's just whether or not they make it available.
Right.
And that's the stupid part of it. I don't know why they ever would have ended that. Because if there's an emergency broadcast situation, you need to be able to broadcast on all channels.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. I mean, situations like the May 16th tornado, any emergency situation, radio is there immediately. So the news can be delivered right away.
Right.
And, you know, it's important to be able to do that.
I agree, Scott. I think it's a worthy anniversary to remember. And to point out that when 97.1 came on the air in 2000, 25 years ago, it was revolutionary at the time for talk radio to be on the FM dial. It was dominated by music stations.
That's
right?
True. That's a good point.
So it had traditionally been on the AM side where you did talk radio, and 97.1 kind of brought that to the forefront here in the St. Louis area. Good one. Good one, Scott. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I know you don't look 100, but I mean, happy birthday, honestly. Coming up next hour, we'll talk more about Guns and Hoses because we're going to give away some tickets. That's coming up next Wednesday night. I found out a few more details on my role in the whole thing on a Zoom call yesterday, so I'm going to fill you in. If you're going down there, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that coming up. Stay tuned. Well, there's going to be a communist in the White House today. How about that? Do you hear that? Zohran Mamdani, the commie from New York City. Commie Mamdani is coming to the White House. I guess they requested it, and the White House agreed to it. Here's my only hope. Now, oftentimes the White House will send out from the Office of Communications daily press guidance on what's happening. And so at 2 p.m. Central Time, just so you know, the President of the United States is going to meet with Commie Mamdani, Mayor-elect of New York City, in the Oval Office. And it saddens me to no extent to tell you that that meeting is closed to the press. If there was ever a time when the American public needed to see Donald Trump slice and dice a communist in the Oval Office, this would be it. But it's closed to the press. So I don't know if Donald Trump's just going to have a little come to Jesus meeting with him when he comes in there, and they've decided not to televise it. I don't know why they wouldn't let the media all come in there and fill in the room and then let Trump rip him a new orifice right there in the Oval Office. Wouldn't that be great? I don't know. I don't know why they won't do it. But they're not doing it, and he's gonna get in there today. Mamdani has basically said, you know, I'll do anything to try to help New York City, and that's why I'm going on here. Here it is. Go to cut six, please.
I have many disagreements with the president, and I believe that we should be relentless and pursue all avenues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW.
this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
News and all meetings that could make our city affordable for every single New Yorker. I intend to make it clear to President Trump that I will work with him on any agenda that benefits New Yorkers.
Yeah. This is a guy so dense that he has announced that he is going to do whatever he can to further freeze rents in New York City. Now, I don't know about you, but I've dabbled in being a rental property owner in the past. It was the worst 7 or 8 years of my life.
Really?
I'll just have to be honest with you about that. It was miserable. A miserable experience.
And why?
Because of scumbags who rent from you and laws that completely favor the scumbags as opposed to the property owner. And you know, during COVID, when they had the audacity to tell you you couldn't evict anybody, so all that did was give every single one of them, these scumbags I'm referring to, are guardhouse lawyers. They're not stupid. They know how to work the system. It's what they've done their entire lives. And they lie and they cheat to get you to agree to rent to them. And then once they're in there, they just stop paying you. And during COVID, they had the blessing of Sam Page to not pay you because you couldn't evict them. You could go to the courts, would not handle eviction cases. So in other words, your mortgage payment was still due each month. You had zero money coming in on the rental property. It was horrendous. The fact that in a capitalist society, the government would come in and intercede on behalf of the scumbags who were refusing to pay their rent each month. I have no respect for them. I'm sorry. If you can't afford the rent, go get on Section 8 somewhere. Go get on government assistance. Those programs are out there. When you're renting a free market apartment and you're not paying, you should be able to be evicted. And you couldn't do that. And, you know, I had an uncle in Ohio one time. I'll never forget this guy. He was a one of a kind. And he had some people that weren't paying him in a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get them evicted for whatever reason. So in the dead of the winter, he went over one day with a chainsaw and he cut a hole in the side of the house.
Wow.
And when the cops came and asked him what he was doing, he said he was putting in a window. He just left it open. And guess what? They were gone the next day.
Really?
Now, you can't get away with that crap these days. That was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, probably longer than that. You can't get away with that stuff these days. But when I look at what they're doing in New York City, I have the same visceral reaction. It makes me viscerally angry. Now, I understand the pressures in big cities. They need people who are working lower-end jobs to service these hotels and all of this stuff. But to tell a landowner, a property owner who's invested, you know, in New York City, millions of dollars in apartment buildings with their costs going up all the time, that you suddenly can't raise your rent. These people get to live here at this expense forever. Or you're not, it's rent controlled. You're not allowed to raise the rent. You're subsidizing the renter at the expense of the person that sacrificed and put the money in to buy the building to begin with. And I know some of them are corporations. I get all that, but it's obnoxious to me. And this guy runs on people's desire to get something for free. This Mamdani guy, that's how socialists and communists work. They promise you, you vote for me, you're going to get something for free. And these suckers all voted for him, and now he's the mayor. And I hope Donald Trump rubs a little capitalism realism into this guy. Now, I don't expect it'll work, But I was really hoping to witness that in real time today, and that's apparently it's closed to the press. So they'll each come out and spin it their own way after the meeting, and I'm very disappointed about that. Coming up, we'll give away some Guns N' Hoses tickets, talk a little bit more about the role I'm going to be playing down there on Wednesday night. I'm very excited about it. We got Nicole Murray back next hour. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.